One of the many questions that Gallup asks of Americans it surveys is how much allowance do they give their kids? And the most recent Gallup poll on that question showed $30 a week is the average for a kid. Most of those are linked to doing chores. But coming up later this hour on Air Talk, we open up the phones to hear how much you give your child and the reason for that amount and what, if anything, is required of your kids to receive the allowance that they do. But first, we turn our attention to a subgroup on Reddit that's known as Black People Twitter. It's been going for some time, and sometimes when they go into more intense conversations on race, they ask that only Black users contribute to that conversation. And they've asked for photographic evidence, a picture of the person's forearm, to show that they are Black enough to be part of the conversation. With us to talk about it is New York Times national correspondent and Pulitzer Prize winner Amy Harmon. Amy, good to have you with us today. Share with us when this Reddit subgroup started using the photographic evidence.
Oh, thanks. It's good to be here. Yeah, so it actually started as an April Fool's joke. There's a tradition on this. It's called the subreddit. Reddit is this website that has about 300 million users, and it's divided into what are called subreddits, which are these topic-based communities that can range from, you know, very broad things like news or U.S. politics to very narrow things like, you know, images of abandoned places. And so Black People Twitter is one of these hundred thousand or so of these subreddits. And last April Fool, they had the moderators of these subreddits are volunteers. I think that's like an important thing to note. So this isn't like a Reddit official company policy of Reddit, but these volunteers kind of get to make the rules for their communities in exchange for doing a lot of free work. And they decided to implement this policy because they were really, it had been kind of this mounting problem on the subreddit that it was really meant to be for Black users of Reddit. And I should back up and say what it is screenshots of tweets that are from Black authors on Twitter.
That's why it's called Black People Twitter, funny. Even though it's on Reddit.
That is why it's
Yeah, which is exactly. Kind of confusing.
It's slightly confusing, yes. Yeah. But there's, for many years, been this community, sort of a well-known, sort of loose-knit group of users on Twitter that kind of tweet about issues that are important to Black people and in a way that kind of is a critique of mainstream depictions of Black life often, sort of has helped shape through hashtags and memes and jokes, has helped been sort of a force for shaping popular perceptions of race in America, or reshaping popular perceptions. So they're taking these sometimes subversive, tweets from Black Twitter, as it has become known, and putting them on Reddit so that people who, you know, don't use Twitter or just don't know who to follow or what hashtags to look for can just go to this group, this subreddit, and see kind of the highlight reel of what's been going around on Twitter.
All right.
So that is what it is. And the rule is that it can only be screenshots of tweets posted by Black people. And it's supposed to be about Black issues. And so, but the way they were finding that the comment threads, which can be very long and involved, were really dominated by white opinion. And so last April, as part of what was meant to be a joke, but a pointed joke, they said, okay, we're closing this and it's only for Black people and you can send us pictures. And one other thing to mention, people on Reddit use pseudonyms. Everyone is known only by a chosen screen name. There are no profile pictures or, you know, images.
So unlike Facebook, you can't determine who the user really is. So let me bring into the conversation, that's Amy Harmon in the New York Times, Wesley Moreno, who was a moderator on Black People Twitter. He's an information technology professional. Mr. Moreno, thank you for being with us. Obviously, when this was implemented, when it went from being an April Fool's joke to actually being a way to try and limit the conversation to African-Americans, Americans. You got a lot of pushback on this. Was there criticism from some African American users as well?
That's a great question. In my experience, from what I saw, I don't think the pushback really came from any of the black users, because, I mean, they were able to get in. So most.
Well, did they all get in? Because there are a lot of light-skinned African-Americans and a lot of mixed-race African-Americans. And so I was wondering, did some of those feel excluded because their skin wasn't deemed black enough?
Gotcha. That's a great question. Well, just to provide some further explanation, it's important to note that during the April Fool's joke, which I was not a moderator at the time, but directly after that, but during the April Fool's joke, the subreddit was locked down to just black individuals being able to comment or submit materials. Everyone was still able to see the general content of the subreddit. It was after the April Fool's event that they were allowing everyone back in, but only on certain racially charged topics would you say that they were locking it down to what they were referring to as verified members. Now, verified members did not just have to be black. You could be of any person of color, and you would still be able to be verified. So regardless if you were incredibly light-skinned, if you were incredibly dark-skinned, if you were passing or anything else, you could submit a request with a picture of your forearm and say that you wanted to be admitted in. If you were a person who was not of color, you were also eventually, after a couple of weeks or so, able to also apply for verification. And the requirement for that was simply just to say, answer the question, what allyship means to you, because that's what you are essentially being if you're choosing to join into these conversations. And the moderators would review their post history just to make sure that whatever they answered aligned with whatever sentiment that they present.
Interesting. But so there you're getting in a potential sort of okaying their notion of race or their concept. And if it sort of fits, if it's considered an acceptable notion of race, then that white person would be able to participate.
I would say that's a fair way of putting it, yes.
We're talking with Wesley Moreno, who's a former moderator on Black People Twitter, a subgroup on Reddit, a discussion website. I'd like to hear your thoughts about this, particularly if you are a user of Black People Twitter. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I was wondering, Wesley, if for some African-American users, this might be an issue because of the history of colorism, the idea that one's skin tone somehow equates to their social strata within the African-American community. This is potentially almost a reverse colorism. And I was wondering if anybody who's knowledgeable about the history of that, this gave them pause.
I think that's a very fair question. I mean, I myself wondered the same thing, because at some point, when can you, qualify someone's blackness as black enough? So I will say I don't think that there was a crazy amount of discussion around that particular topic. I think the answer was, if they seem any level of a person of color, that they're given a verified status. So anyone who pretty much, it was a very low bar. This wasn't like any type of extreme test of testing your knowledge or your background or send me your genealogy. It was simply just send us a photo to show that you're actually a person of color and want to engage in this. And I would say in a lot of ways it was less about verifying the person's actual color, but more about actually giving them some type of task to show that this is something that they want to be engaged with. And just by putting that small little bar of saying, hey, just make a submission, make a request to be a part of this community, it really changed the flow of the conversation in those threads that were locked down to just verified members called country club threads. And it's important to remember that the majority of Black People Twitter subreddit is not locked down. Anyone can submit, anyone can make comments, anybody can participate. It's only when the moderators deem that a particular thread of comments is going in a direction that might be derailing the voices of certain minority members, or a lot of racist tropes or comments are coming up, that they'll then lock it down to verified people, which, once again, anyone can be verified if they put in the small amount of effort of sending in a verification.
Love to hear what listeners think of this. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Wesley, I also wonder about the challenge for the moderators in wanting to have an open conversation where certain conventional thinking among, you know, the majority of members or contributors to Black People Twitter, where that challenge of the orthodoxy might be a positive thing, versus people who are making corrosive or demeaning or flat out racist kinds of comments. I would assume in some cases that's going to be a bright line. Other cases, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean the issue that we were having was that like nuancing conversation wasn't really able to slide through because of that exact problem, that corrosiveness tended to really just absolutely corrode and take away any possibility of that type of conversation. And there are many people of color who might have dissenting opinions or opinions that don't line up with the, you know, general mindset of other people of color, you would say. But the way that the forum was set up originally was not allowing for those type of conversations to take place. So the verification system, once again, is not a verification based on ideology. It's a verification system based on desire to be part of the community. If you are a person of color, you do get a check mark so that you are kind of standing out in these conversations as being somebody who has this as a lived experience rather than just having commentary on these experiences. But allowing people who have said, I do care about these topics and I do want to engage in these conversations in a respectful way, to have these curated conversations allowed from there for these conversations about, well, is this even a good system? Is this issue on, let's say, police brutality, is it really as black and white as we're making it? Or maybe there is aspects of it that we're not considering. Like, we can now have those conversations because there's an infrastructure allowing for that corrosiveness not to always take over. Because what ended up happening is most of these conversations had to come to a complete end for all people involved.
Yeah.
Have to happen anymore because of the system.
Let's talk with Brennan in Long Beach, who is a user of Black People Twitter, the subreddit. Brennan, thanks for joining us. What do you think about for these more sensitive conversations that are taken into the country club vetted space? What do you think about that?
Well, I'm a user of Reddit, of Twitter. I've been on, you know, Black People Twitter before, the subreddit. And I don't think that the bar is set super high. I don't think anyone is being excluded from the conversation that needs to be excluded. The problems facing the African American communities across the country need to be dealt with by the people who have firsthand knowledge and are living through these problems and have, you know, experience with them. So I don't think that it's excluding anyone that would cause any damage.
All right. And Brennan, I don't know your race, but are you African-American or not?
I'm not. I'm white.
Okay. And so have you taken part in the Country Club Reddit conversations? Were you vetted for that and allowed to participate?
I have not. I really just browse and am more of what's called a lurker on Reddit.
Okay. So you read it just for informational purposes, see what people are saying about. Okay, Brennan, I appreciate it very much. Thanks so much for joining us on Air Talk. I want to thank Wesley Moreno, who is a former moderator on Black People Twitter, sharing his experiences. He's an information technology professional. Also, my thanks to New York Times Pulitzer Prize winning correspondent Amy Harmon joining us as well, who's written about the restrictions that are placed on participants in some of these more hot-button conversations on the subreddit Black People Twitter. Coming up, we'll take a look at what the average allowance parents are giving their kids, what the expectations are to receive that allowance. We'll open up the phones for you back after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdies.